The Red Scream by Mary Willis Walker. This book is read by Anna Fields. Chapter 1. Believe me, nothing's free. My daddy told me. He gave me my life and a hunting knife. Nothing more. He's out the door. We're left dirt poor. 5 bitches and me. Nothing's free. Louis Bronk, Death Row, Ellis 1 Unit, Huntsville, Texas. Definitely a view to die for, Molly Cates decided. 180 degrees of prime Texas hill country threaded by the sparkling blue ribbon of the Colorado River. Far below, 3 turkey vultures floated, never flapping a wing as they rode the late afternoon thermals along the undulating ridge. This was the King of the Mountain location in all of Austin, pick of the litter real estate, the absolute high spot for 20 miles around. It was refreshing to see that some Texans could still live like this.
Pretty view, ain't it? You ought to see it sometime with a norther blowing up.
The voice behind her was low and raspy, with an easy drawl, the kind of male voice Molly knew and liked best. If she closed her eyes and let herself float back in time, it could have been her daddy talking.
"Sure is. Real pretty," she said,
turning from the window to look at him, and duplicating the languid vowels of his West Texas twang. She did it with ease, because it was her native tongue, too. He reacted with a slow grin as he took the hand she offered in both of his.
"This is a pleasure, Miss Cates. I sure do appreciate you coming here to visit with me."
He pressed her hand warmly and looked her square in the eyes. His hands still retained the...